Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. We're going to review a different article today.
I almost said it's good to be back. That would have been a lie.
It's not good to be back?
It's good to be back.
It's always it really good is. To be here.
I had to miss some days this... Not days. I had to make a few extra trips to Tampa.
Oh, yeah. And, this past week.
Yeah, it was kind of a discombobulated schedule. So it's good to be back, digging in and getting some work done.
Yeah, you know, and same for me. The last couple weekends. The last couple weeks, it's been just really like
that's
hectic
right.
and just going all over the place.
That's right. You were gone the last 2 weekends.
Yeah.
That's why I was. Oh, that's why they were peaceful.
That's why you got so much done.
I got
because
some work
I wasn't
done.
Here.
That's right. I'm trying to get some done.
That's why I got nothing done.
I know.
I feel like I got nothing done.
Makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Oh, man. It's like. I forgot. I didn't mm-hmm. appreciate how rough it is when you get behind.
That's right. It takes you forever to get ready. I mean, you have to work fast because you know mm-hmm. you're going to be gone, and then you have to work fast after you get back to catch up.
And then we had a whole bunch of meetings and stuff this week.
That's
it's
right.
Like,
oh, that's
gracious.
Right. We had 2 meetings this week.
Yeah. It's like there was just like every day there
it
was something.
It was very disorienting. And we were wondering, and I didn't have to teach one of the days this week,
mm-hmm,
so we
mm-hmm.
kept thinking that was Friday.
Yeah,
because we're not used to me being here on Thursday.
Thursday
morning.
Was like
so the whole week was, and then I had to do that talk on Wednesday night. You know,
yeah.
it was just completely disorienting.
It was a rough week. So, but you
so
know
it's
what?
Good to be back.
We're back. And today we're going to talk about another article from Psychology
mm-hmm.
Today,
right?
And it's a it has to do the one we did for yesterday's show was about diet. The modified Mediterranean mm-hmm. diet, but this one is about exercise, and
right. in midlife.
So this one is specific to midlife and some of the pretty remarkable findings from a recent study that was done up in North Carolina.
Right, University of North Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they were looking at individuals. This wasn't a human study.
Right, it was an animal study.
This was an animal study. But I, just as a quick caveat, you know, sometimes we have a difficult time at times mm-hmm. coping with the idea of doing animal studies.
Right.
And, you know, sort of putting the sort of the ethical pieces
right.
of that aside, because,
right.
You know, certainly people have difficulties mm-hmm. with animal studies because of the way the animals are treated and some right. of those kinds of things. But putting that stuff aside, that's a completely different conversation. But the reason that we study many of these things in animals is twofold. One is because when we're looking at the basic science, you can't just do some of that research with humans
yeah.
because, you know, for everything that we may appreciate and respect mm-hmm. with other animals,
right.
It is very different to do those kinds of things with humans.
Right.
But secondly, and the sheer number. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can study,
right.
you know.
You get a whole box of mice
right.
or rats or whatever animal you want to study. I mean,
right.
they're raised for scientific purposes.
Right, right. right. Mm-hmm. And you just can't get that number
can't get a
of
can't order a box of humans.
Yeah. One day, maybe, but not not yet.
Not yet.
I heard there's magazines, though, where
but
you
the
can
other
order
thing...
people from different places.
The other thing about this is and this is another thing that's useful to remember, is that the brain functions they were studying
right.
are so identical.
So similar.
I mean, it
right.
it really doesn't matter that it, whether it's a human or a primate or some other mammal.
And I do think that's fascinating.
They're identical. I mean, there just isn't any difference
right.
between... For what they studied, there's no difference between a mouse and a human.
Right. I remember when I was first starting to do research in the medical school and everything, and
mm-hmm.
we had to do some rat studies.
Right.
And we talked about that, and it was like, wait,
I mean, their brain is it's certainly shaped. Shaped differently.
And it's smaller,
looks differently.
Of course.
But right. But for the most part, there are so many just structures and right. systems within the mm-hmm. rat brain that is almost identical to ours.
When we studied neuroanatomy in graduate school, it was before we had slides mm-hmm, you know, that mm-hmm. we had to project onto a screen, and there were monkey brains.
Yeah,
okay? Macaque monkeys from South mm-hmm. America, and they were identical to human brains, same structures in exactly the same locations.
Right, right. And I think that you know, not to belabor this point, but I think that because of that, that's why a lot of people have perhaps a valid argument about right. Against the study mm-hmm. of, you know, studying animals
if they're
in that way.
Close because, to us,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do we have the right?
So,
but again, that issue aside,
that's a different issue,
okay,
yeah.
Which we'll be happy to address if listeners
yeah,
want us
absolutely.
To. But that issue aside, mm-hmm. fascinating study.
Right. So this particular study, now that we have spent 5 minutes talking about animal studies, mm-hmm. this study was an animal study, but what they did was they looked at middle-aged rats, and right. they were studying the effects of exercise mm-hmm. on the aging brain, right. but specifically, interestingly enough, as it relates to strokes and
right.
And the consequences, ramifications of strokes.
That's right. That was the fascinating part to me, because there's this concept of collateral circulation.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which is here's what we worry about. We worry about as we age, the aging brain. We worry about two things. One is getting a sufficient amount of blood to the brain.
Right.
But the other thing is that the little vessels, as the vessels go through the brain, they get smaller and smaller and
mm-hmm,
smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as they get smaller and smaller and smaller, they get prone to damage.
Right.
Okay. Or they dry out or they break. And that's what a stroke is.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so,
right. And I think that's an important point to make right. sure that folks know that a stroke is in essence a cardiovascular accident.
Right.
They call it a CVA.
Right.
Because it is a disruption in the brain's circulation of blood.
That's right.
It's not anything specific to brain tissue per se.
Right.
It is that area of the brain no longer gets blood.
That's right.
And then that can cause the brain damage itself. But
yeah, because if you're not getting blood, the cells are
the cells will die.
It's supposed to keep them. It's like water in a plant.
Right.
Okay. If you
right.
stop watering a plant, it dies. If you stop sending blood to the brain cells, they die.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't live without the oxygen and glucose
right.
that it's bringing them, and so. What we worry about with aging is enough blood going mm-hmm. to the brain, so mm-hmm. you have a sufficient amount of oxygen,
right.
but also the occurrence and effects of strokes.
Right.
Because if you live long enough, many people will eventually encounter a stroke, and that's
right.
one of the leading causes of death
right.
and morbidity and mortality in the United States. What did it say? There's somebody that has a stroke
every 40 seconds.
Every 40 seconds.
Right.
So, I mean, these are common occurrences.
Yeah.
So the fact that this study addresses the occurrence and effects of stroke
right.
is of particular interest because it's such a strokes are so common.
Right. Yeah, and it says one of every 20 deaths in
right.
the U.S. is attributed to stroke.
So the morbidity and the mortality
absolutely.
Is really high with this. It's
right.
really a significant issue.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this study that addressed that in particular, I said, well, this is something that
right.
most of us are going to be interested in.
Absolutely. So if we are, with all of that in mind, what this study found is that when middle-aged rats exercise, engage in good aerobic exercise,
right.
It protects the brain from the effects of a stroke.
That's right.
And so even if the rat has a stroke, it doesn't prevent necessarily.
That's you're right. It's not that it's going to prevent the stroke.
Right.
Okay. It's going to reduce the effects.
Right.
The damaging effects of a stroke.
Right.
That's what I found fascinating because I did not know that that, yeah. that would happen.
This is a line from the article itself. It says, additionally, if an older mouse had been exercising regularly and suffered a stroke, there was significantly less brain damage caused because robust collateral vessels kept blood flowing to the brain despite the blockage.
That's right.
And so even if some of those veins mm-hmm. are or blood vessels are blocked and it's stopping the blood from getting there, the benefits of the aerobic exercise creates more vessels, blood vessels, mm-hmm. to go to different regions, and so it just right. even if one is blocked off or a couple are even right. are blocked off, mm-hmm. there's still enough blood getting there, and so the overall effects of the stroke are much right. much less.
Yeah, you have two people who have a stroke. If you've been exercising, the effects are going to be reduced
right.
in the person who's exercising.
Right. So the moral of this story, what these mice have taught us, mm-hmm. is that especially as we're approaching middle age, I mean, this is the case at all ages, especially as we get into middle age, we really need to be engaging in some forms of regular aerobic exercise, right. because it's going to keep our, not only keep our heart healthy, mm-hmm. because, you know, this study was sponsored in part by the American Heart Association.
Right.
So it not only keeps our heart healthy,
right.
but it's going to make our brain more resistant
right.
to the damaging effects of regular aging, as well as, you know, cardiovascular accidents
right.
and strokes and things like that.
Right. Yeah. So one of the main findings of this study is this fascinating relationship between exercise and stroke.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that the animals who were put through these rigorous aerobic exercises
mm-hmm.
actually had bigger brain structures.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that it really seemed to grow the brain in some way.
Right.
And one of the fascinating areas that was a little bit larger in the mice that exercised was the hippocampus,
right.
which is the part that makes new memories.
Right.
And we worry about memory loss
mm-hmm.
As we age. So here's a way, without any medication, and doing something that's good for you,
right.
that will enhance memory
right.
because it improves the hippocampus. And when the rats or the mice were taught different tasks, the mice who did the exercising did better on memory
right.
tasks. Okay,
right.
So beneficial to the brain in almost every way,
yeah.
particularly helpful if you would experience a stroke.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
fascinating
absolutely.
Stuff.
Great stuff. So, as we used to always say, and we haven't said this on the podcast in a long time, get out there and exercise.
Get out there and
go.
You know,
for
I've
a
been
walk.
Talking all week. If
you have, you
and
have.
You know why I don't do it.
Why?
I mean, I have to blame somebody.
It's my fault. Yeah.
It is. Because you demand, your expectations are so high that I don't have time to sleep or exercise.
Speaking of that, we'll be talking about personality disorders coming up. No. It's high expectations.
Cruelty knows no bounds.
High expectations.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
We should exercise together.
I've been saying that. We could have meetings.
Well, now that it's my idea, we can...
Now we can do it. I've learned that in the last 2 weeks, too.
Man,
oh, goodness.
It's been a rough 2 weeks.
It has.
But you know what?
Good. Good to be back.
All's good.
All's
so,
good.
So...
Okay.
All right. So that's it for today. I don't. We talked about all kinds of... We were off topic a little bit today. So, but that's all right. It all works out.
It works.
So, but we'll be back next time. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.